of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. I stand here at our church, and for this morning is Michael Snyder, and we're going to be talking about what's going on financially. And, this program was scheduled some time ago, but it's certainly very apropos about what's going on in the world today. If you look and see what's happening in Europe, the European economy is contracting. Certainly you go into Greece, you're talking 25-27% unemployment. Spain, 25-27% unemployment. Certainly 11-12% unemployment. Italy, France, certainly I think is the seventh largest economy in the world and it's having real problems. Italy's the ninth largest economy having terrible problems. Even the economy, certainly, in Germany is not doing as well as it has. Certainly, Japan is doing everything they can. Japan's been into recession for at least 10 years. China, economy is contracting. They've got all the dollars there. They're holding $4 trillion. They're trying to unload them. America, of course, is the largest debtor nation in the world. And certainly, no end in sight. We continue spending money we don't have to finance people who don't want to work. Some people point out that certainly there are certainly tens of millions of Americans who could work who are not working. The government says our unemployment is 6.7%. You go to, of course, shadow statistics, they'll tell you the unemployment rate is really over 22%. If you look at the unemployed, underemployed, and the people who've just given up looking for employment because there's no jobs out there for them. Well, let's talk to Michael, who's certainly analyzing what's going on. But, ladies and gentlemen, the stock market collapsed on Friday up a little this morning, up 58 points. Let hold. Price of gold was going up on Friday dramatically, and up dramatically all week, suggesting that the dollar is failing. Michael, you bring us up to date on what's really going on. Why are these things happening? And what can people do to protect themselves? Pick up the story.
Sure. Well, it's a real pleasure to be on the show. And, lately it seems like people have been coming complacent, a little bit apathetic. You know, when the stock market hit all-time highs and the mainstream media keeps telling people the economy's getting better, the economy's getting better. But people look around and they see it's not really getting better, but, you know, the mainstream media's been pounding it into people's heads so much that I think people have been getting a little apathetic. But what's going on is really we're seeing the unfolding of a long-term economic decline in this country and a global economic collapse that's happening in stages. And I like to refer to it as a series of waves. And 2008 was a big wave, and it hit. And we've never gotten to back to the level that we got back to back then. And now another great wave is rapidly approaching. And, of course, the biggest problem is debt. You know, our world is absolutely saturated with debt. We've got... In the United States, you know, you look at the U.S. national debt, you know, back in 1980 when I was growing up, the U.S. national debt was approaching $1 trillion. Today it's up to $17 trillion. It's on pace to more than double during the 8 years that Obama's in office. Or if you look at, the total amount of debt in this country, 40 years ago, the total amount of all debt, including all government debt, all business debt, all consumer debt. The whole ball of wax 40 years ago was about $2 trillion. Today it's more than $56 trillion. So over the last 40 years, the total amount of debt in our society in the United States has gotten more than 28 times larger. And in the entire world as a whole, a while back, it was estimated that there was about $190 trillion of debt in the world. But global GDP, the total value of all goods and services produced in a year, is only $70 trillion. So when you're talking about $190 trillion versus $70 trillion, you know, obviously, you know, we've got far more debt than there you know, all the debt in the world cannot be repaid at once. We've got far more debt than we have money, than we have, you know, it's far greater than even global GDP. So we've become a global financial system that's absolutely saturated with debt. And that's pretty much the underlying problem that we're facing.
I agree with you. And the thing is that you cannot keep running on debt. We have our federal debt. We have our state debt. We have county debt. The people are in, head over heels in debt. People are borrowing money to get into the stock market so they can make a big profit. But, of course, if things turn against them, as they will, why, of course, they're going to lose everything they have. And this is really devastating. I mean, people buy their homes on credit. People buy their cars on credit. People have massive debts on their credit cards. And where is it all going to end, Michael?
Yeah, well, you know, to try to help people understand, I kind of compare it to people who start running up credit card debt. At first, when you run up credit card debt, you go to the store, you start buying things on credit card debt. It can be a lot of fun because on the way up, because you buy something, and at first it seems like there's no consequences. Then the bills start to come. It becomes a little tougher, but you keep making the minimum payments. And you keep running up the credit card because you want to buy more things. But someday, eventually, a day of reckoning comes when you can't even keep up with the minimum payments. You start getting hit with late fees, your interest rates go up, and you're just swamped with debt. And that's what we're starting to see happen around the world. We've seen it happen in Europe with countries like Greece. And, you know, now we're starting to see it in recent days, down in countries like Argentina. You know, what they've done is they've tried to print up lots of money in order to try to keep up with their debts and keep their economy going. But when you start printing and printing and printing, eventually what happens is you see tremendous inflation kick in. And that's what's happening in Argentina right now, where inflation's out of control. There's rioting, there's looting, there's violence, there's blackouts, shortages of basic supplies, runs on the banks. And so it's happening right now in Argentina and Venezuela. And so we're starting to see these kinds of problems around the world where, you know, eventually the debt becomes too much. It's not just happening in a few isolated nations. It's happening on a global scale. It's starting to happen on a global scale.
I share your concern. And I think most people really don't understand that we are on the verge of a major cataclysmic event, but it's not happening by intent. Back in a moment here. The American Freedom Network, if you have a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, Tony Snyder, and basically, as you look and see what's happening throughout the world, why the economy is beginning to contract. But you must understand, everything is under control, at least in my estimation, of the central bank. There is a central bank, a world central bank, really, it's the Federal Reserve System. And the Federal Reserve runs all the other central banks, and they're all privately owned by a small group of very wealthy people who control the economy of the world. If you're looking and seeing what's happened, why the central bank in the United States is telling our major banks not to lend. They've started to gradually allow the interest rates to go up. Well, when you have the banks not lending and you raise the interest rate, what happens? Well, people, today, everything is based upon debt. Now, suddenly, your bank, our bank we go to, is telling us we can't borrow any more money from the bank. They tell us we've got to start paying the money back. Of course, they'll call in what we put up for security. And this is happening all over the world. And people now used to borrowing money to pay their debt, so they are going to either have to come up with the money to pay their debt, or they're going to lose their security. But where are you going to get the money if you can't borrow it? And of course, as the interest rates go up, as banks stop loading. And I think this is the big thing that is going to bring this all on. I believe this whole thing is engineered. What are your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I think without a doubt that at the very top, the global elite are playing, a grand game, and they like to create order out of chaos. That's how they operate. And so, when a crisis comes along, they use it to further their agenda. And I do believe a far greater financial crisis than even what we saw back in 2008 is rapidly approaching. And I believe we're starting to see the headwinds of that, the leading edge of this next crisis. For example, you just mentioned the Federal Reserve. Well, this time the Federal Reserve has created a global problem. Over the past several years, through their program of quantitative easing, the Federal Reserve has pumped trillions of dollars into the financial system. And a lot of that hot money ended up getting pumped into emerging markets around the world. And so it went into their currencies, their stock markets, et cetera, et cetera. But now that the Federal Reserve has announced a taper, it's a signal to investors that now the process is going in reverse. So what has happened over the past number of weeks is investors have started to pull money out of the stock markets and currencies and out of the economies of these emerging markets. We're talking about places like Turkey, South Africa, Ukraine, Chile, Indonesia, Argentina, Venezuela, India, Brazil, Taiwan, and Malaysia, places like that, emerging markets around the world. And so right now, most Americans don't realize this because they're focused on the United States news. They're focused on the latest thing that's happened to celebrities such as Justin Bieber. But what's happening around the world right now is we're seeing economic chaos in all these emerging markets, because capital is being pulled out right now. Their currencies are collapsing. We're seeing interest rates rise dramatically, inflation go through the roof. And so right now we're seeing all around the world, we're seeing big problems in these emerging markets.
And this is a very real problem, because in all these other countries, then their economy collapses as they don't have money to run on. Everything runs on money. And you pull the money out of the economy, whether it would be in Brazil or whether it would be certainly in Turkey or all these other countries that Michael is talking about, their economy can contract. Other people there can't buy things. Of course, they've been buying them are from China, that they can't buy the things from China. The Chinese economy starts to contract, and the economies all throughout the world are contracting, and this is all being engineered. It's being engineered because until recently, the Federal Reserve System was pumping $1 trillion a year into the economy, and how much they were pumping into the rest of the world, we don't know. We know that it's all done secretly, and they've massively inflated the world economy, and now they've begun to contract the world economy. If you have a question out there, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but I agree with you, Michael. They are in the process. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, but nobody's going to tell you this is all engineered. And an awful lot of people who are certainly in debt are going to lose everything they have. Go right ahead, Michael.
Yeah, another thing people need to keep an eye on is China. China is now the second largest economy on the entire planet. And what we've seen in recent years, since the last financial crisis in 2008, the total amount of private debt in China has grown from $9 trillion to $23 trillion, an increase of $14 trillion in just 5 years. So this gigantic bubble of private debt has emerged in China. But now we're starting to see all these bad debts, all of these defaults, all these private companies which have gone into debt, they're realizing they can't pay. And so we're starting to see huge problems with defaults in China. And we're starting to, and there was even a report of a bank run on a local bank in China, just this past week. And then we just got a report this past week that China's manufacturing sector is surprisingly contracting, and that rattled markets last week. So we're seeing big problems happen in China right now. In the introduction to the program, you mentioned the problems the ongoing problems that have been happening in Europe. You know, if people want to see what's coming to the United States soon, they should look at what's happening to the developed nations in Europe. We've seen, for example, over in France, unemployment rate has risen for 9 quarters in a row, and it recently hit a 16-year high. In Italy, the unemployment rate is now at an all-time record high of 12.7%. And in Spain, the unemployment rate is at an all-time record high of 26.7%. So we're seeing these, whether it's in Europe, Asia, South America, all over the world right now, massive economic problems. And I believe this is just the leading wind of the next great global economic crash.
What about the news came out last week that the largest bank in the world, the Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation, HSBC, suddenly is not letting people take their money out of the bank. If you want to take your money out of the bank, you've got to tell them why, and if they don't agree with you, they won't let you have your money. What madness is that when banks won't let you take your own money out of the bank? What's this all about?
Well, it's utter insanity. And since that announcement, there was a huge backlash, so they've backed down from that. But I've also been seeing some reports on the internet, some scattered reports from people around the internet where people, they've gone to their bank to withdraw cash or to close their accounts, and they've been delayed. Their banks seem to be stalling them for a day or two or for several days. And so there seems to be, you know, this problem. And I think this is just the beginning of capital controls, of not necessarily being able to get your money out of the bank when you want to. Because I think there's a global liquidity problem. There's a problem with liquidity with the banks of being able to get, you know, large amounts of cash or get large amounts of money. So I think this is just, but this is just the beginning. These are just like the leading, edge of what's going to happen. So, that's why I encourage people not to have all of your money in one bank account or in one pile. Don't have all of your money in one basket, you know, but have a little bit of money at home. Have things, you know, have precious metals. Have some money here. Have money there. I like to have money and assets spread around a bunch of different places because that, that gives you a little bit more security in the case of a major emergency.
And I really feel that that major emergency is upon us. And basically, I watch the price of gold. And it's really fascinating to see this last week. A couple of times when the price of gold has gone up dramatically in a day, and you look at what the figures are, they tell you the price is dropping. I mean, for instance, the price of gold over the weekend was $272 an ounce. That was what it closed at Friday. This morning, it was $274 an ounce, and they noted it had fallen $7. How could it have gone from $272 to $274 and falling $7? They're lying, ladies and gentlemen. They rigged the figures because they're playing games with our mind. And the same thing is true with the stock market. Unless you have a good memory and you begin to doubt your own memory, you say, well, I remember what it was. But, I mean, after all, it shows the price of gold is falling. Of course, you're not going to buy it when the price of gold is falling. Whereas actually the price of gold is going up. But the last thing they want you to understand is what's going on, because this reflects the fact that the whole monetary system is beginning to collapse. Is this sort of the impression you get, Michael? And what can people do?
Yeah, I believe we're at the terminal phase of the greatest debt bubble in the history of the world. So, you know, these problems didn't appear overnight, and they're accelerating. We're getting to a crisis phase. And so in terms of what I encourage people to do, you know, preparation is going to look different for everyone because everyone's circumstances are different. But what I encourage people to do is to see the storm that is coming and to get prepared. Now is not the time to get into a lot of debt, to buy a lot of new toys, to go on a lot of expensive vacations. But now is the time to, I encourage people to develop an emergency fund, because what happened during the last financial crisis? We saw all of a sudden millions of people lost their jobs because they didn't have anything to fall back on. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They couldn't pay the mortgage. They couldn't pay the rent. All of a sudden they lost their homes, and people, a lot of people went from middle class existence to losing everything and being out on the street very, very rapidly during the last crisis. So I encourage people to have an emergency fund, do whatever they can to become more independent of the system, whether it's starting up a side business to bring in some extra income while you can, or to learn how to grow a garden, learn how to grow your own food. That'll protect you against the rising prices at the grocery store, make you more independent. You have your own food supply. You know, anything you can do to become more independent of the system, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But the biggest thing is that the banks are not lending. That's how you create the crisis. And the banks, the major banks, you must understand, we have six banks that control 67% of our assets. They're the ones that own the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. The world economy is privately controlled. The average individual has no idea. They've created this tremendous a pyramid of debt, and now they're going to begin to contract it, and an awful lot of people are going to be desperate to borrow money, but there's no money to borrow. They're not going to be able to pay their debt, and I believe this is the time the House of Cards is coming down. And this is exactly what they did in 1929 and 1933. I remember very well when they did this in 1980, when all my doctor friends, thinking they could play the system without borrowed money to invest it, because they were going to get rich on borrowed money, just as today there are an awful lot of people who borrowed money to get into the stock market, to get in on the profit, and they're in for a rude awakening. What are your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I totally agree with you about the banking system. And what people need to realize is that nothing has been fixed with our banking system since the last financial crisis. If people remember back in 2008, the problem was, oh, we have these too big to fail banks. That's the big problem. And a lot of people think, well, the government fixed that problem since then. Actually, it has not been fixed. Since the last financial crisis, the six largest banks in the United States have collectively gotten 37% larger. So the problem of too big to fail is now much larger than ever. And so these banks are absolutely massive, and they control so much of our economy. They control, they determine who gets loans and who doesn't get loans.
Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We're on the verge of a catastrophe.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Chad, here is Esther, this is Marty Snyder. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The key to understanding what is going on today is the fact that the central banks have, central bank in the United States, has told our banks to stop lending. Now, you must understand that the orders, certainly, from the central bank come from our banks. The central bank is owned by the banks. They're all in on this together. The six major banks control 67% of our financial assets. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they control 67% of the assets of our country. They work with what I call the Brotherhood, and they're going to contract our economy today. And an awful lot of people who are in debt are going to find out what happens to their assets when the whole monetary system contracts. And not only that, as the interest rates begin going up, I mean, you can get the economy going with low interest rates. You can get the economy going by having certainly ready access to borrowed money, and you could borrow money so easily. You could borrow it to buy stocks. An awful lot of people are certainly in the stock market. They're leveraged in the stock market on borrowed money. And when that economy begins to turn, when the stock market begins to fall, why, they end up losing everything. And this, of course, is what we've seen time and time again through these economic cycles. And they're all, in my estimation, engineered. They're all created by the people who control our monetary supply. Because if you control the monetary supply, you control the interest rates, you control the nation. And more people are moving from the middle class to poverty as wealth is increasingly centralized in ever fewer hands. And all this talk about socialism and social equality is simply talk to cover what's really going on. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But look and see what happened to the stock market last week. Look and see what happened to the price of gold last week. Look and see what's happening to the availability of people to borrow money. Because when you cut off borrowing in a fiat money system, why, the whole system begins to collapse. Go right ahead, Michael. I said, what can people be doing? What should people be doing? Where is this all going to end up? And if you're out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. We are on the edge of something, I think, major at the present time. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, people need to be prepared for a time when they won't necessarily be able to go and borrow money from the bank, when they won't necessarily be able to run up their credit cards anymore. People need to be, because I believe we're approaching a major credit crunch. Because as you mentioned, you know, our banking system is so centralized more than ever before. As you mentioned, the six largest banks control 67% of all the assets in our entire banking industry. So they really control who gets loans in this country. Meanwhile, over the past 5 years, approximately 1,400 smaller banks have disappeared from our banking system. So those banks, those giant banks, are so important to our financial system. If they fail, our economy fails as well. It's kind of like a patient with a very advanced stage of cancer. If you kill the cancer, you kill the patient too. And it's the same situation with our economy and these banks. If you kill these banks, you kill our economy as well. Now, why would these banks be in danger? Well, these banks, they didn't learn their lesson since the last financial crisis. They've become far even more reckless than they were before. For example, four of these banks alone, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citibank, and J.P. Morgan Chase, each have over $40 trillion worth of exposure to derivatives contracts. And you know, keep in mind that, you know, U.S. GDP for an entire year is only about, $16 trillion. So when you're talking about $40 trillion, you're talking about an amount of money that's absolutely insane. And these companies are so leveraged. For example, Goldman Sachs, they have total assets of about $113 billion, that's with a little B, but their exposure to derivatives is more than $43 trillion with a capital T. In other words, Goldman Sachs has total exposure to derivatives contracts that is more than 381 times greater than their total assets. So these major banks, they're living on the edge. Wall Street has been transformed into the largest casino in the history of the world, and when this derivatives bubble bursts, there's not going to be enough money in the entire world to fix it. We could see several of these too-big-to-fail banks collapse at the exact same time. If that happens, all of a sudden the credit is going to completely dry up. It's going to seem like no one can borrow. It's going to seem like nobody has any money in our economy to do anything. So people need to be prepared for that kind of environment.
And I agree with you, and I just hope the people in the listening audience are heeding what Michael is saying and beginning to make their preparations accordingly. We are we've already started, I really believe, with the rising price of gold, the drying up, certainly of of the availability to borrow money. The fact that HSBC actually last week wasn't letting people take their money out of the bank. That's just what happened to the banks in Cyprus. Apparently HSBC is going to back down for the time being. But how long they can continue to do it? When banks take in money, then they lend out 10 times as much money or 20 times or 30 times as much money as they have on deposit. But what happens when those loans turn bad? What happens when they lend money to government and government can't pay the money back? Or they lend it to corporations and the corporations can't lend the money back? And so basically, we are on the verge of some very, very serious economic problems. And my job is to warn people and to get them as best as they can into a situation where they'll be able, of course, to get through what lies ahead. And of course, the situations like this, major economic situations, always end up in war. Why? War? What's war have to do with it? Why, very simply, it takes your mind off what's going on instead of being angry with the government. Of course, it's got you into this mess, and believe me, it's happened not by accident, but by intent. Now you're looking at the government to protect you from that wicked enemy, usually financed by the very government that got you into this problem. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Our number is 877-254-7524. Michael, do you have a telephone number or a website or anything you'd like to get out so our listeners could get in touch with you if they wanted to, or get in touch with your information?
Sure, absolutely. The website that I'm primarily known for is The Economic Collapse Blog, which you can find at theeconomiccollapseblog.com, or if you just go to Google and type in The Economic Collapse, it'll be the first result that comes up. And I just published a new novel entitled The Beginning of the End, which is a kind of paint the picture of what I believe is coming in the next few years with the economic collapse of America. I've tried to put all my information in a novel format, and that can be
done. Hold the thought. We'll be right back with Mike. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe new year.
Well, our stand here is American Electric. We have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
This is John, and I have a question for Michael.
You go right ahead.
You as well. If you're talking about in the short, is this the short term they're going to contract the money supply by not loaning it out and the prices of everything going down? Well, my question is, if they're going to contract the money supply, are some of these commodities, gold, oil, all these, are they going to go down? Because you'll have fewer dollars chasing the same number of goods.
Michael, go ahead, Michael.
That's a very good question. This is more of a midterm thing in terms of, you know, I believe a relatively short period of deflation is coming, in which, you know, when we see, I believe a derivatives crisis is coming, which is going to cause failures of among these big banks that we've been talking about, these too big to fail banks. When the too big to fail banks fail, that's going to cause the credit contraction. That's going to, it's going to seem like lending is completely dried up in this country. So people aren't going to have money to buy anything. And at that point, we are going to have a brief period of deflation, and we're going to see prices of commodities, prices of a whole, of many different things, have a period of deflation for a little while. However, you know, in response to that, I believe the eventual response by the Federal Reserve, central banks around the world, governments around the world, is going to be money printing and liquidity, a wave of liquidity like we've never seen before. So it's going to be kind of like being on a roller coaster ride. You know, we're going to see downs, we're going to see ups, we're going to see wild swings. And that's one of the things I would tell people who invest in gold and silver. I absolutely love gold and silver for the long term, you know, because they tend to do very well in periods of economic crisis. And they're a great way to preserve your purchasing power over the long term. However, in the short and midterm, we're going to see wild swings in the price of gold and silver. So people need to be able to prepare to ride those out, because we're going to see volatility in gold and silver and all kinds of things like we've never seen before. So people need to be prepared for absolutely wild swings. And if they can't handle the ride, maybe they shouldn't get into it, because it's going to be, I believe it's going to be wild.
So then what you're saying, after the contraction, after the derivatives, after the failure, then the bad guys come in as the savior with their inflation.
Yeah, and I believe that down the road, in the long term, in the aftermath of this crisis, we're going to see tremendous inflation. And I particularly, you know, in terms of gold and silver for the long term, I particularly love silver. I think silver is at a historically good buying opportunity right now. I think it's just going to explode in price in the future, even compared to gold, for a whole bunch of different reasons. But I love both of them. But I think silver for the long term, but you've got to be able to handle the wild swings in the short term.
Have the stomach for it. You know, the Jimmy Rogers and the Harry Dents and some of those, they talk about $900 gold before $2,000 gold. But which is kind of basically what you're saying, and it's hard to predict what the guys behind the curtain are going to do. We know that. We just know they're going to do it. Is that a 12 months, 2 months, or 2 years, or 12 months, 2 years, 3 year, 5 year? That's the hard part, isn't it?
It is, but in terms of the exact timing of this, because there's thousands of moving parts and you never know exactly how it's all going to play out. So that's one of the reasons I've kind of focused on the longer-term trends, because the longer-term trends are undeniable. Now, how things play out sometimes in the short term and the exact timing of things, it can be difficult to predict in terms of exact timing. That's why you hear different people make different predictions for this year or that year, and it doesn't work out. But if you look at the longer-term trends, then, you know, it becomes a lot clearer.
So what do you call them longer-term?
But watch what's happening to the price of gold. And also watch and see what they tell you it's doing, and then try to remember what it's really doing. In fact, start making notes. And we've seen this a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, when the price has been going up dramatically, and yet if you look in the newspaper, they'll tell you the price is dropping. Why would they be lying to us? I mean, I guess basically gold over the weekend was 1270 or 1272, 1274 this morning for the notation that has fallen $7. Why would they lie? Because they're playing games with our mind. And until you understand that, until you understand that everything is manipulated, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And I really believe that right now, I think we're going to see a major rise in gold because they're lying to us about what's happening, trying to make us think that the price is dropping. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, Michael, we've only got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program this morning. So give us your parting thoughts.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you so much for inviting me on the show today. And I encourage people not to be apathetic, but this remaining time of relative stability that we have to get prepared, you know, to store up food, to get gold and silver for the long term, to protect your assets. You know, to do whatever you can to become more independent of the system is a great thing. And, you know, if you want to be able to explain these things to your family and friends, I encourage people to come and check out my website, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, where I've got more than 1,000 articles that I've written that break all this down in excruciating detail about exactly why a great economic collapse is coming, how to get prepared for it, and they can be used as tools, because I write for the regular man on the street, kind of at that level, that people can share with their family and friends and say, hey, look, you know, this explains, you know, what's coming is with the facts and the figures and the charts, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope that people will stop by and visit my website.
All right, fine. And once again, your website?
My website is theeconomiccollapseblog.com, or if they just go to Google and type in The Economic Collapse, it'll be the first result that comes up.
And how can they get your book?
Well, if they can just visit Amazon.com, it's available in paperback and also on the Kindle version. And what I've done in there, I've put so much of the information we've talked about today, so much of the information I've learned over the past few years, along with so much information about the Big Brother police state, about the New World Order. It's all in the novel, and it's not only for people to read, but then also to share with others to help them wake up.
So all we can do, ladies and gentlemen, they control the monetary system, and he who controls the monetary system controls the government. And basically, a small, what I call the Brotherhood, controls it all. We'll be back here in a moment to wrap it up. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience, they're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Dan, here is Dr. Patrick. I hope that you will certainly take what we said this morning seriously. I think we're going to see progressive destruction of our monetary system. I think we've arrived at that point. They're going to drive up the availability of loans. You're going to find it increasingly difficult to get a loan from the bank. Certainly, the interest rates are going to go up. People who already owe the bank money, the banks are going to begin to call in those loans. Get yourself in good shape, ladies and gentlemen. Do not put it off. We have certainly carry the book. If you want to understand what's going on, you need to get The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry the book. If you haven't read it, you should. We have a 4-CD set, a 4-tape set, certainly, on the Federal Reserve System. You need to have the background of what's going on as the Fed. We have a privately owned central banking system. And, of course, it ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it to really understand what's going on. Because, of course, we can talk about the central banks. We can talk about the fact they're privately owned. But behind them is another force. And until you understand the other forces out there, so much of what's going on in the world today just doesn't make sense because it's illogical. But once you understand what we're really up against, once you understand what energizes the brotherhood, then you can begin to be effective in this great battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Well, what do the people on the inside, what are they planning? You need to get our 4-CD set going into the background of the brotherhood that works behind the scenes. And you can go ahead and get our book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've actually put together a 4-CD set. It was based upon a conversation between the doctor, Dr. Day, who addressed a group of doctors, Dr. Francis Day. He was part of the Brotherhood. And the tape set is called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, you get the transcript of it, or you can get the 4-CD set. It's based upon a talk given in 1969. The interviews were recorded in the late 1980s and early 1990s. I did one of them. The other were done by Randy Engel, who talked to Dr. Dunnigan, who'd heard the whole message laid out. The New Order of the Barbarians will give you an entirely different perspective on the world and the people who really run it behind the scenes. So very, very seldom does a member of the inner core actually come forward and tell what the future holds. But Dr. Day did that in 1969. You'll be fascinated by the New Order of the Barbarians. Now, this is the time I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. I don't get a salary, nor does my wife. And we both work well over 12 hours a day. Trying to educate people, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. Quite frankly, we need money. We are behind. My wife told me we're behind about $8,000 today, and we have to pay for our radio network. We reach people all over America, all over the world, but we do need your help. If you could possibly join the Radio Liberty family or contribute to us, our number is 1-800-544-8897. 1-800-544-8897. Just join the Facebook chat.